Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Michael H. Cleary and Lorenz Hart, celebrate International Jazz Day in the month of May, and we'll do some gardening. Last time we did a tribute to him was back in '07, and it's been nearly 4 years since his name's even been mentioned on the show. But last week, April 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of composer Michael H. Cleary. He attended West Point, where he wrote songs and served as chapel organist. He left the Army in 1926, and after a brief stint as a reporter in Boston, began composing material for Broadway shows, movie musicals, and nightclubs. His collaborators included Nat and Max Leaf, Herb Magidson, Maurice Sigler, Arthur Swanstrom, and Ned Washington. Cleary served in World War II, but afterwards did not return to songwriting. He died in New York on June 15, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Michael H. Cleary.
Like you, take off your high hat, and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell, oh, hello, hello, baby. Thank you. I still got a dollar. So why should I holler? 'Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar. So why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus 'cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, 'cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
The last time we spotlighted Michael H. Cleary, we played Singin' in the Bathtub by the Hi-Hatters. This time we had a little different take on it, as presented by the Four Hawaiian Guitars, featuring King Benny Nawahi. That's from a QRS 78, but I don't know when it was recorded. Benny Nawahi has the distinction of being the only blind person to complete the San Pedro to Catalina Island Channel swim, which he accomplished in 1946 in just over 22 hours. Before the Four Hawaiian Guitars, it was Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers with Here It Is Monday and I've Still Got a Dollar, written by Cleary with Maurice Sigler. That Oriole 78 was waxed November 12, 1932. We started off our tribute to Michael H. Cleary in fine style with Hello, Baby, sometimes written as H apostrophe L-O, baby, recorded December 17, 1929. Ned Washington and Herb Magidson wrote the words, and it's one of four songs the trio wrote for the Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Loretta Young picture, The Forward Pass. It was released as both a silent and Vitaphone sound film, and the cast includes John Wayne as an uncredited extra. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, May 2nd, was the 10th annual WNGD. While it sounds like a radio station's call letters, in this case, WNGD actually stands for World Naked Gardening Day.
What?
Oh, calm down. Why garden naked? Well, according to the World Naked Gardening Day website, WNGD.org, first of all, it's fun. Second only to swimming, gardening is at the top of the list of family-friendly activities people are most ready to consider doing naked.
What?
Hey, I'm just reading from the website, WNGD.org. While I won't be gardening naked, you're welcome. Here are some rapidly rotating records about gardens for you to listen to while you're gardening naked. Of course, feel free to listen even if you're fully clothed.
Thank you.
feed on it. They must have shook that thing. Well, the leaves started falling, the snake started crawling. He must have give her a diamond ring. Adam said to Eve, you just won't wait till I get out of this garden gate. When Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they must have shook that thing.
Well, there's a song about the original Naked Gardeners, Adam and Eve. That was Bogus Ben Covington doing triple duty, singing and playing harmonica and banjo on a Paramount 78, waxed around September of 1928 with Adam and Eve in the Garden. Ben Covington was from Columbus, Mississippi, and toured with various medicine shows and carnivals, including the Rabbit Foot Minstrels. He also worked as a carnival sideshow attraction known as the Human Pretzel. He supposedly earned his nickname of Bogus Ben Covington by pretending to be blind and soliciting money. Before Bogus Ben, it was Jeffrey Goodhart and his orchestra and In the Garden of Tomorrow from August of 1925. This In the Garden of Tomorrow was written by Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern and is not to be confused with the 1924 In the Garden of Tomorrow, with Tomorrow hyphenated, written by Jesse L. Deppen and George Graff, Jr. That was preceded by one of the numerous marijuana-related songs of the 20s and 30s, Garden of Weed. Garden of Weed was written by British jazz pianist, arranger, composer, and bandleader Reginald Forsythe. He recorded it under his own name, and Paul Whiteman recorded a Forsythe arrangement of Garden of Weed in 1935, but we heard it there by Lou Stone and his band recording in the Monsignor Restaurant in London on April 24, 1934. We began our gardening set with the California Ramblers recording for Edison as the Golden Gate Orchestra on November 18, 1924, and I've a Garden in Sweden. That was written by C.W. Murphy, Dan Lipton, and Hugh Owens. Clarence Wainwright Murphy, also known as Charles William Murphy, C.W. Murphy, and C. Murphy, was born in 1875 and was a prolific British composer of music hall and musical theater tunes, perhaps best known for the song Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly, with lyrics by Will Letters. In 1926, Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly was made into an animated short of the same title, directed by Dave Fleischer, and in 1928 into a feature film directed by William Wyler. In November of 2011, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known as UNESCO, officially designated April 30th as International Jazz Day in order to highlight jazz and its diplomatic role of uniting people in all corners of the globe. The 2015 International Jazz Day global host city is Paris, France, and you can read all about International Jazz Day at jazzday.com. Well, even though April 30th has passed, around here we consider every day to be Jazz Day. So here are our contributions to International Jazz Day, beginning with King Oliver's Jazz Band. Thank you.
away. I doubt. Why, I've done declared this a good old jazz holiday. Attaboy, buddy. When the clock strikes 9:30, we'll step right down the line. When we dance that Zulu twist, oh, not a movement will be missed, cause the sugar's sweet. So come on, get your dancing shoes. Now, well, we'll step right out. Honey, there's no time, no time that we can lose. Cause when I'm blue and I'll lose my speed, a little jazz music, that's all I need. So I solemnly declare this to be a good old jazz holiday.
John Sylvester, trumpeter in the original Indiana Five, recording under his own name with members of the OI Five, and I Wanna Jazz Some More, from a Perfect 78 waxed around August 12, 1924. I Wanna Jazz Some More was written by Tom Delaney. Thomas Henry Delaney was born September 14, 1889, in Charleston, South Carolina, and wrote a number of popular songs in the 20s, most recorded of which was Jazz Me Blues, written in 1921. I Wanna Jazz Some More was preceded by Ted Lewis and his band and a jazz holiday from April 3rd, 1928. You're welcome, Bob. A Jazz Holiday was written by W. Benton Overstreet and Walter Melrose. We began our celebration of International Jazz Day with King Oliver's Jazz Band and Jazzin' Baby's Blues, recorded in Chicago by O.K. around June 22, 1923. Jazzin' Baby's Blues was written by Richard M. Jones. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, and available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. This being our first show in the merry, merry month of May, here are some Rapidly Rotating Records about May, beginning with Bob Herring.
Thank you. that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, all the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me, like a rosary, now that we're apart. One morning in May, to remember the love smolders away an ember, and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May.
The Roy Fox Band and One Morning in May. Hoagy Carmichael wrote the tune, and the Mitchell Parish lyrics were sung there by Denny Dennis on March 26, 1934. Before that was the charming foxtrot song Maytime, performed there by Waring's Pennsylvanians on June 2, 1924. Vincent Rose wrote the tune, and there are lyrics which were written by Buddy DeSilva. If you were a record buyer in 1924, you had a number of choices for recordings of Maytime by the Varsity Eight, Paul Specht, Sam Lannon, Benny Kruger, Bailey's Lucky Seven, and others, but none of those recordings has a reference to Mendelssohn's Spring Song, which is also quoted in so many Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons. We began our celebration of May with A Night in May. That was Bob Herring and his orchestra, with Frank Munn masquerading as Oliver Smith, providing the vocal. A Night in May was recorded around March 7, 1929. Yesterday, May 2, marked the birth in 1895 in Harlem of Lorenz Milton Hart, the lyricist half of the Broadway songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart. He attended the Columbia University School of Journalism for 2 years, but was introduced to Richard Rodgers, and the pair began writing songs for a series of student productions. At the same time, Hart, who spoke fluent German, worked for the Schubert Organization, translating operettas and plays. In 1919, Rodgers and Hart made their professional debut with the song Any Old Place With You from the Broadway musical comedy A Lonely Romeo. They collaborated on 26 Broadway musicals, including the score for the 1925 Garrick Gaieties, which introduced their classic, Manhattan. Moving to Hollywood in 1930, the pair also wrote music and lyrics for several movie musicals, including Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, starring Al Jolson. They returned to New York in 1935 and over the next 8 years wrote a string of box office successes. Their musical partnership of more than 20 years ended only because of Hart's early death on November 22, 1943. Here are three from the pen of Lorenz Hart. Thank you.
they pay me, gosh, how they weigh me down. Can't stand to dance, hands eating rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
Thank you. old kind of weather, any old season too. Seems I'm always feeling happy, any old place with you. Even when old man troubles, giving us lots to do, seems to disappear like bubbles, any old place with you. How different sometimes all things can appear, whenever someone you love is near. Any old day or night time, any old hour, it's true, always seems to be the right time, any old place with you.
From the Broadway musical comedy A Lonely Romeo, that was the Smith Ballou Orchestra, credited on the label of that Banner 78 as Buddy Blue and His Texans, and Any Old Place With You. The song was written in 1919, but that recording is from May 1, 1930. A Lonely Romeo opened at the Casino Theater on June 10, 1919, and the settings include the Shimmering Pheasant Restaurant, Tripp's Hat Store on Fifth Avenue, Gilbert Grant Ice Cream and Candy Emporium, and the house and garden at Pelham Manor. Before that, it was DeBroy Summers and his band with Lover from the film Love Me Tonight. The vocalist on that September 9, 1933 recording was Dan Donovan. We began our tribute to Larry Hart with the Hi-Hatters and Welcome Lewis with 10 Cents a Dance from March 10, 1930. You gotta love the Traps in that arrangement. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.